All right, we are recording now, everyone, and please feel free to join in the Serenity Prayer. Higher power, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. All right, and we have tradition one here. That's the reminder that our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon ACA unity. And here's our agenda for our town hall. And again, a reminder that we are recording this session and we will make the audio only available is what we traditionally do. I'm not sure how that will work with some of the presentations, but we could discuss that later. And so we're gonna introduce the committee, and the main focus will be to review the proposals themselves, and we'll have a Q&A on each of the proposals that we're covering tonight, and we'll have some time at the end for the general Q&A. There was a good question about the overall voting process and being a delegate and what all that means, so we'll definitely save some time for that as well. And just a reminder for our call tonight, here are some of the Zoom guidelines we have. We will be doing a Q&A and ask everyone to use the Zoom raised hand feature. If you have a problem with that, please message the hosts. And again, chat will only be available to the host. We want to avoid crosstalk and other disturbances, as well as to please keep your audio on mute if you're not speaking, and also be conscious of your video, that sometimes it can be disturbing. So if you're moving around a lot or have some distractions, please keep your video off if that's the case. And we will be promoting people who want to run their own presentations, but we will offer to do that for other people as well. And going on, I'm going to turn things over to our other Jim R.
Hi, I'm Jim, and so here are the committee members presently. This is the ballot prep committee. We're focused on preparing this ballot. We're coming to the home stretch now. It's Jim B. from Florida, who is also the board liaison for this committee. Mary Jo from Illinois, and she's a past board member and has been here for quite a few years. And I too have, I'm from New York. I have been in the, working on this committee for a number of years. Brad L, who has, I don't know if he's here, he might be here this evening, but he's done a lot of work with our committee, but he's also with IT and is there's a lot he has to do there presently. The committee could use support. There's no special, everyone has a talent that they can bring to the committee. There's no special requirements, really. And we would love for you to consider becoming a part of this team. It's very simple work that we do. It's easily paced and everyone can do it. So contact us at BPC, that's Ballot Prep Committee, at adultchildren.org. And what does that say underneath? Pardon me. We will not be able to grow our services like this town hall without support from our members. Da 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 dum. Next slide, please. So workshop goals. The first two are our main goals, to explain what the ballot represents and to answer questions about the ballot after the presentations that give a little more depth about the issues. And ABC questions, which will come later in the evening. To provide this, the basic structure is that the presenters will have a 3-minute to present additional information beyond the issue and the ballot. And then we'll have 8 minutes for questions, with 1 minute to sort of summarize. So we're looking at it's what, 12 minutes for a presentation. So we're going to move on to the next slide. And I have also set my timer. So I'm going to be keeping time. And the questions should be succinct, about 30 seconds. And when the 30 seconds is up, you're going to hear, this has been counting down, 3, 2, 1. This sound. So that's basically saying, hey, time to wrap up so that we can get on to the answer. The answers will be 1 minute. So it'll be the same sort of sound. The opportunities for questions are to provide clarification. So we're not looking for arguments for or against. We just, if you are want further clarification on what you've heard this evening, you can ask a question. We will be going by virtual hands that are raised in the participants section. Is there anyone here tonight who does not know how to raise their hand? Please speak up. Hearing no one, I'll go on. And proposal presenters. So we're going through the first 7 proposals that will be on the ballot. Proposal 1 from California, 1312. It's about a publishing policy change, possibly. Proposal 2, MA063, publishing Tony A's steps. Proposal 3 from MA063, publication of About Tony A. Proposal 4, Web0393, a change in the concepts. Proposal 5, Web0580, a name change for the organization. Proposal 6, Intergroup 76, regional trustees only. I believe that's for the board. And proposal 7, regions and subcommittee, or the regions subcommittee, a 7th tradition contribution distribution. They're looking at those percentages. And with that, we shall turn it over. And we are at 9:08. I think we're doing well. Mary Jo.
And it'd be helpful if I unmute. Okay. All right. So we will start right into it. And the first proposal up is Kathleen with CA1312. I'm going to stop sharing this screen so that I can pull up her other document. Okay. Kathleen.
Thank you. Okay.
Excuse me. So it's a three-minute presentation, right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I can in fact have at least a flag over here that I see. All right. First of all, one of the things that is important to bring out about this proposal is not about changing the publishing policy. It's about reclaiming the open literature legacy that we actually already have, that we don't have access to, because ACA, well, for a long time, there's 3 points here. One is that for a long time, WSO had a policy in the publication of copyright material that made it impossible to just let the World Service use material. Anything you turned over to WSO got basically became totally the property of ACA. So anybody who had written anything else was lost in total access to their own material. So we have, we're requesting that we have a window, now that they've changed that policy in 2020, a window to review and reflect on AC's original 12-step materials and literature, which was a large amount. During the initial period, ACA had a lot of intergroups. The stuff in the Red Book doesn't show any of this, because what happened was there was a period of around 10 years when ACA kind of fell apart. And the people who came back in and then prepared, next slide, please, prepared the Red Book were unaware of almost all of the material and background stuff that had happened before. The ACA initially used to look like this. It had lots and lots of intergroups, and we had a big organization called Anonymous Programs for Adult Children of Alcoholics that was responsible directly to the ABC and was made up entirely of intergroups. That was the resource that built up the idea of having lots and lots of features that are part of our ACA. But none of that's in the Red Book at all. So next slide, please. What we were proposing is that we now that we have the new policy, since this new policy went in 2020, that we make available the materials from all over the ACA fellowship in and out of the United States that existed and was anonymous and not selling a product or selling a therapy or a religion, that we make it available in a place where the fellowship can, you know, can go over it for a couple of years and see what they want to pull out of it. Because as you can see here, this is examples of it. There's a wealth of terrific information that is available. I'm at 242 here. So that's the purpose of this. So we have on the chat, you'll see a intergroup, you know, a number, what do you call it? A email number that you can contact. And certainly you can reproduce this material, which we will provide. Has a lot of background on the, and I am done. I'm going to stop right there. Questions, please.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay.
All right, well, we have our first question up is from George from Sydney.
Not so much a question, but a statement. I've seen some of the old historical material, and I believe and I support what the proposal stands for. Because it has helped my recovery. Thank you so much, Kathleen, for that proposal.
Thank you for that comment. But next up, we have Patricia.
Hi. I just wanted to clarify. It sounds like not just that older material would be able to be put up here, but other stuff would be able to put up on the website and be used in whatever posted for fellowship review. Is that correct? Could it be other people as well as the older material?
Are you done? Yeah. What's proposed, I was active in the SAPACA group, this group of intergroups, but we've had people get in touch with us from other places like Knoxville, Tennessee, that was never active in APACA. But there's a lot of handouts and things that were out there that didn't get in the Red Book, but were very valuable in local intergroups and around the world, actually. So we would like to see those all made, you know, available for review by the fellowship as a whole. And we've already given permission in the material that I have that WSO can reprint and sell the material, and so can any of the intergroups or regions that want to use it. In other words, it's not a profit-making situation, and nobody would be, you know, using this as a way to sell some kind of, you know, go into business, if that makes any sense.
No, I don't understand.
Okay. Kelly?
Thanks, Kathleen. Two questions that I'll jam into one sort of comment. What I'm hearing you say is that you're requesting that all of this literature from the time period that you're referencing be placed on the website as non-conference approved while it goes through a literature, the current literature procedure. That's my first question. That's what you're doing. And my second question is, would you then need to go back to the authors of all of this literature and get their approval for that? And how would that work?
I think that would be somewhat the case for, you know, things. Material that I personally have been involved in producing is already owned, and copyrights have actually been, you know, signed over to be okay to reproduce this without royalties. So it would be a matter of individuals, how much of this stuff, you know, would come in from people that we don't know about that wrote stuff that got circulated, say, you know, in Podunk intergroup and was loved there, and that person may or may not even be alive anymore. So there's a question on that, but by and large, what we're looking at is not the literature process, which is complicated and right now is so focused on Tony A stuff, like the material I personally was involved in was started separately. I was more involved with Bradshaw and Larson and other sources of input and wrote inner child stuff that is not the Tony A stuff. But it is AA and it is 12 step.
Thank you. Walt, you're next.
Hey, thanks. I just want to make a really more of a comment, and that's just I went to one ACA meeting when it was ACOA in 1987, when I started my recovery from many different addictions. I didn't go back because it was a little too real for me at the time. But I remember they had a pamphlet there, and I would love to know what that was. I don't have it. I would love to know. So I like this whole idea. I think it's, I understand it has to be handled carefully, but I like it. I like the idea of finding out what was available before. I'd love to know what they handed me that night in October of
1987. Thank you, Walt.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to comment especially on Washington, D.C. had a dial-up website called Happy, what was it called? Teddy Bear Hollow. And it had all kinds of material. The material, the problem and solution were initially distributed through those dial-up websites and by hand through AA and Al-Anon and all these different programs. And that was we had no Tony, you know, they may have had that in New York, but Tony was never active in ACA World Service at any point. So those of us that were kind of, I mean, he was an AA member and so was I, and Jack I did work with. And Bradshaw, a number of other people. In other words, a lot of us were in the picture that are not mentioned in the Red Book, who put a lot of stuff together and would like to have it be available because it's really excellent.
Time's up. We'll move to Brian, please.
Hi, Brian from Thailand. I think it's interesting that ACA is so open to different memberships, but then holds the copyright so strictly and really kind of restricts it. My comment, I like the ballot ideal. My comment is, why not look at different business models? Why not look at different income streams so that we can be a little bit more flexible with copyright in different districts? Thanks.
Thanks. Kathleen, you have three more questions or four more questions. Would you like to respond to that or would you like to take the other questions?
I'd like to go on with the questions. And we have an open literature policy here that is worth checking into there, sir, in Bangkok.
Amber?
Brian.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you. thank you for writing this proposal and bringing it to us. I see on the last line there that it says, on the last line of the proposal itself, subject only to literature committee vetting for compliance with the ACA 12 traditions. If it is in compliance with the 12 traditions, but it's racist, sexist, or homophobic, will that still be presented to the fellowship? Thanks.
Well, that's an excellent question. I think that we would have, you know, I don't think it's compliant with the traditions if it's racist, sexist, or homophobic. But, I want to say that those would be considerations that I think are, you know, common sense that we would make sure that we're not putting up stuff like some of that, you know, homophobic stuff particularly has been, skinheads and whatnot. I don't anticipate we'd have that issue. Thank you. But, if you know, it's worth looking at.
Josh, and then Jim R., how close are we to the 12 minutes?
We are pretty much there.
Okay, Josh, go ahead with your question.
Thank you.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Kathleen. So one question, this is sort of a question. So I heard you talk about, you know, having been there for some of the history, perhaps before some of the things captured in the Red Book or things that went on in parallel that weren't in there. Are you open to being contacted by archives? Because I know that it seems like there's some gaps in some of the early history. And, you know, if you or other people could help fill some of that in, that might be helpful.
I'm going to answer that for you, Kathleen. Kathleen's on the archives committee. We're running out of time.
Beautiful. Yeah, we are. I'm just going to say, this material is all going into archives. It was accepted last January. So this is an after the fact. The prohibition against copyrights has already been ended, and the prohibition against these materials, or you know, the exclusion of them, is they're already going into archives where they will be available to the fellowship. This is just to make them available to the actual fellowship, you know, a face-to-face fellowship that we that rather than just to the WSO, because that's awfully awkward. And I really want to thank you all for letting me have an opportunity to present. We have left an email, and you can definitely get copies of this slideshow and the supporting documents which are attached to it just by emailing us, or 1312, California 1312.
Okay, thank you. All right, then we will move on. Thank you very much, Kathleen, and everyone else. We'll move on to proposal two, and that is MA063. Who is here from that meeting?
Hi, I'm Holly Elisa, gratefully recovering, and I'm glad to be with you. With me, I have Lizzie and Mike from the same group. And if we can go ahead, I'll be glad to do that.
Go ahead.
Start my time. Okay. We're going to keep it simple. We have no PowerPoint because, as you can see, we have a very direct request. We want Tony A's steps to be available, to be published, to be included in publications, just like the traditional ACA steps are. And we particularly are proposing that in case this might be the new piece for some of you, we're proposing that a simple bookmark with Tony A's steps on one side and the traits on the other side be made available, and that everyone can have access to that. We find it very confusing for newcomers who are saying, what are the steps here? Several of us are choosing to use Tony A's steps rather than the traditional steps. And so we simply want them available so people can make choices. And we're all rookies here. This is our first time before you, so forgive us. Forgive me if I don't know what I'm doing here, but that's the frank statement. And Mike and or Lizzie, would either of you like to say something?
Hi, this is Mike. The Tony A's 12 steps, it's not something that's available to everybody like all the other literature, so I often end up trying to email that to people before meetings. It just would be great if it was available as part of other literature.
Lizzie, how about you? Is there anything you'd like to add? We have another minute.
Yes, nothing new, I think, but just the fact that I think that Tony A's 12 steps are held as beloved by many groups. And indeed, it would be lovely to have something physical that we can hold that has his steps printed on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, do we have any questions for this group? Let's start with Kathleen, 30 seconds.
All right, well, I think we have an open literature policy still in effect. Mary Jo can check on that, but I think that's true, isn't it, Mary Jo?
Yes.
We still have open literature. So the issue with Tony A's material is a lot to do with copyrights. I believe that's a factor. I'm not expert on this, but we want to, speaking for the fellowship that I represent, want to encourage that people have this choice to be able to do this at group and intergroup and regional levels to, you know, make these kind of choices. Thank you.
Would you like to go on to the next question, or do you have a response?
I'd like to respond to that. Thank you. I am a recovering attorney, and including a recovering copyright attorney, but I haven't practiced for 30 years. But I can tell you that it seems to me that if the traits are available, that the steps, if the traits are available and printed in ACA literature, and there's even, of course, the workbook on the traits, that his steps should also be readily available. It's like a fair use doctrine kind of thing. They're available for educational purposes. You guys are educating me tonight. I'm learning about some things do produce a money flow and some things don't. I think our point is very simple. Yes, I agree that the each group, of course, is fully autonomous, makes its decisions. What we're trying to say is visibility. We want everyone to see visibly in ACA literature that Tony A's steps are right there, because those steps are so importantly about love.
Okay, it's so important. So look at the next question. Sorry.
All right.
Okay, Brian.
The issue I got is the founder part. I've been in many different organizations around Asia where the founder gets up and does this speech and does a big eagle thing. Part of the association is that we're all seen as equals. So my question is, why founder Tony's? Why not just Tony A steps? Thank you.
Good point. And Tony A himself, as we all know, would say he did not want to be put on a pedestal. He didn't want to be seen as anything but egalitarian. So we're not particularly proposing that he become a hierarchical figure. We're proposing that the steps that he wrote be available, just as his traits are available. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Next question, Jim B.
Sure. Hi, everyone. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the board and looking into the copyright and whether whether fair use is good enough. So hopefully before the hopefully we'll have that information and disseminate that to the groups because it is a gray area, and I guess the WSO has been cautious in the past, but it's come up enough that we're really looking to get a good legal opinion about the fair use statement, and hopefully we'll have that before the ABC, and hopefully before the groups have to vote on this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, George.
Yes, I'd like to ask: would it be possible that we had the ACA steps, Tony A steps, and the spiritual principles as a laminated pamphlet?
Well, I can respond to that if we can get the rights to publish that. I think that would be possibly a good idea. I mean, a lot of things will be on the table at that point. So.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, then you have a minute or so to summarize, Holly?
Actually, 3 minutes.
Okay, you have some extra time. Mm-hmm. If you want
to. Let me take a moment of silence to just go deep and see. This proposal is, as you probably all know so well, simply the tip of a bigger issue, which is the confusion. I know you all have probably faced this for years. And as I said, I'm a rookie, so I'm just going to say this. The confusion that newcomers have and that old timers have about being in a program that has two 12 steps. And the second group of steps, as written by Tony A, a member, it says specifically that we are in danger if we use the traditional steps. It's a confusing, somewhat dysfunctional situation. Although, of course, we're also used to living with ambiguity. But I will just say, as an incest survivor, and I'm going into 30, well, I've been 33 years in different areas of 12-step recovery. And I was certainly encouraged to make an amend to my abusers. And Tony A was the first person in his steps and his writings to say, that could be harmful. His steps are so different, including taking a fearless and blameless inventory of our parents, that these are, to me, as a recovering person, having grown through a number of programs, these steps are just as essential, if not more essential, honestly, to me, than the traditional steps. And I'm troubled that when in any of the ACA literature that I pull up and read, those steps are not there. And I think back to one last point, the fair use doctrine. For educational purposes, something simple like his steps ought to be available. If the traits, which are longer and more complex, are available, why not the steps? Mike and Lizzie, anything you want to add?
No, you've hit all the points that I would have. Thank you, Molly Lisa.
Okay. There won't be any more questions.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to the next proposal, which is also from the same group. So, Holly, if you want to give your 3 minutes of presentation.
Thanks so much. And again, I'll ask my colleagues to join in with me. We would like to see a workbook that pulls together the focus on recovery that came about in ACA with Tony A's work. That means that we would like to see that the steps that he proposes, which mention love 4 times, which encourage us to be accepting of ourselves and approving of ourselves. This is all news. Like I said, I'm headed toward 34 years, I hope, of recovery, and this has changed my life. So what we're proposing is that not to highlight Tony A as the big deal like Bill and Bob or Lois, that's not it. What we're proposing is that his insights and wisdom as gained by, now the copyright issue comes up, right? But as gained by his interviews, by his the people that have interviewed him, is also by evidence by his, everyone's probably listened to his YouTube talk. And as much of his book as we can use, and if that's the problem with copyright, then let's use ancillary materials that are available. And the so the bottom line is we would like to see a workbook, much as we have the traditional steps workbook. We would like to see a workbook that combines Tony A's steps to help with that and marries that with, in an egalitarian way, with the traits. What I want to say in closing is that all over the world now, there are underground copies of a Tony A's workbook. Groups have simply put it together. And copyright aside, they're just saying, look, we're going to do these steps because these are the steps we want to focus on. So I would say rather than be reactors, why not be actors and step ahead of this and realize that to take an action that would be constructive to all of us in recovery in ACA, let us have a workbook that lets us work Tony A's steps and traits and practices. Mike, Lizzie?
Yeah, thanks, Holly, Lisa. And yeah, we're so used to doing an inventory about blame, whether it's blaming ourselves or blaming others. I mean, to have an actual book that can help walk us through taking a blameless inventory and you know, becoming willing to open ourselves to receive unconditional love. I mean, that new Loving Parent guidebook sort of has some of this in it, but having specifically a Tony A's workbook, I think we had a discussion at a newcomers meeting last night about it. Some people that would like to have a step workbook, and the debate between the traditional steps and the Tony A steps came up again. It would be nice to have this all in one place that newcomers could just find it all and go through it, you know, from start to finish. Just kind of like, you know, the traditional steps book, but without the, you know, we shouldn't be here, we shouldn't be alive language. You know, okay. Something that's more loving.
Thank you. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're going to move into the question and answer portion. First question, I'm going to call on Denise because she hasn't spoken at all yet. And then because I'd like to be sure that everybody gets an opportunity to ask questions. Denise?
Hi, Denise Adult Child. I guess with both of these, it's like, because it's a copyright issue, I to me, it seems like this is inappropriate to ask is inappropriate to have as a proposal, because really the board can't go forward or they don't know yet. And you said yourself, I know I have copies of Tonier. Everybody has copies of Tonier's. Someone's made a workbook. So use it, I guess. So I guess it was more of a comment of.
Thank you.
I think there's a question in there if you're willing to have us respond.
Well, it's like, is now the time until we know what the board can do legally. The materials are there, so why, what's different of what's out there and what you want the board to do?
Thanks for that question. I have two responses. One, it could be out there, but it's not sanctioned. It's like saying, we're not saying these are important steps as ACA. You can get them if you want, but they're not really seen as having status within ACA. If I were a newcomer, I'd be wondering what if these are real steps that I can use because they touch my heart, why are they not in the literature? So I don't think it's adequate to simply say they're out there, go get them. The second thing is, as an attorney, and I'm not speaking as practicing attorney now, but as an attorney, I can say that I know from my past experience that there are various ways of dealing with copyright issues. And I think it's time for the ACA, WSO, and with a lot of backup from around the world, to say, let's look at the copyright issues. They can be seen from different perspectives, from attorneys' different perspectives. And let's go with this intention in mind. Steps.
Yep.
All right, I'll end it.
Let's move on to the next question. Kathleen, go ahead. Then George.
I'm okay, somebody.
All right, Kathleen.
I wrote a revision of the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions in 1988. That was published by Health Communication and repressed by Marty Smith, who was a board member. So this is a very hot issue, and there are materials out there that are not Tonier that are part of the ACA. That was put together by a dozen intergroups and 40 or 50 people and circulated all over the place. So I really hope that we can correspond and interact, because I strongly support the liberalization and the opening. We have an open literature policy. The APACA group was 100% behind that, so that we could have this kind of blending and melding of developing material.
Okay, Kathleen, we're going to, thank you.
Okay, I'm way over my time. Thank you, but wow.
Okay. Holly, do you have a response? But otherwise, we have four more questions. It's up to you.
Yes, I'll respond really briefly. Thank you for that. And it would be great to read all of these things and to see them. What I'm saying is internationally, Tonier's steps are now the underground steps that many of us are using. I think it's fair to simply acknowledge that that's happening, and for WSO to say, wait a minute, if this is happening and if Tonier's steps are being taken so seriously that people are producing a number, not just one, but a number of documents that are workbooks, that are underground workbooks, what stance does WSO want to take on that? And I'll end with this. I feel like it would be great to read all these different options. We'll read them. But to me, the Tonier steps are a step beyond the recovery I've been doing for 33 years. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go to Adelina next.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Adelina here from Toronto. Question that piggybacks with other question. What exactly is your expectation from the ABC? Because you keep talking about WSO, but this ballot is going to be presented at the ABC. What do you expect that the ABC is going to vote that is not already looked into by WSO? Because we all know how valuable Tonier steps are and that there are legal limitations. So where are we with this? How can the ABC help?
Mike or Lizzie, do you want to step in on this one?
I'm even greener than you with these issues, with the these meetings. So this is my first time. I'm just more listening and adding on to what you're saying, but I don't know what to say at the moment. Thanks.
I'll just level with you. I'm confused by the acronyms. I think in terms of principles, and you are very familiar with the difference between the ACA and the WSO. I'm not. I'm just saying as a member, so I can't really answer your question. If I could think about it for a moment, I would, but with my complex post-traumatic stress disorder, my mind is going flat right now. So I can't really respond fully. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Let's go to George.
I'd like to say that the workbook that was originally written in Sydney 6 years ago and then filtered out is greatly used, and I find that Tony A steps in tandem with the ACA steps have actually helped me grow in my recovery, which is self-love, and the workbook in tandem with the yellow workbook has even taken me to a deeper self-love spiritual level. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I agree with that statement. I just want to say that for a number of us, working the yellow workbook is no longer a comfortable thing to do because it encourages too much of looking at our character defects. As a trauma survivor, I am no longer willing to call myself defective. I'm saying I'm a survivor. Thank you.
There's 1 minute. There's about 1 minute left, and you can either take the last question or you can sum up. Holly?
Open to the last question. Mike, Lizzie, you good with that?
Okay. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, Claire, go ahead.
This is more support. I do, excuse me, Claire, Sydney, Australia, like to offer my full support for inclusion of the Tony A steps and the workbook, functioning workbook. And also, I think it's really timely that this copyright is challenged. It's likely to run out. That's as much as I know about copyright. The other thing is, you know, I hope the two proposals get up, which is what I would hope comes out of the ABC, that these two proposals are embraced by the fellowship. And thank you.
Thank you so much. That's a great summary for us. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Appreciate your listening to us and opening to the possibility. And I don't understand ACA, WSO. The difference is what I'm saying is to the overall organization. Yes, we would like the overall organization, including the membership, to look at, ask the question, do we all want access to Tony A's work and to be able to work his steps? I think the answer will be pretty much yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly and team. Okay, let me pull up the PowerPoint again, and we're going to move on to, going to move on to proposal 4, which is about the concepts. And Karen a co-host because she has a PowerPoint, I believe. Okay, and I will stop sharing. Go ahead, Karen.
Thank you so much. Here we are. Good evening, everybody. My name is Karen. I'm an adult child. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'm one of the authors of this proposal, and I know there's members of the supporting groups present. So I want to see if anybody wants to identify and introduce themselves. Not hearing anyone. Josh.
Hi, Ken. I'm Josh. My home group is one of the ones that signed on to this. And I think there's some really important ideas behind this.
Thank you, Josh. Robin.
Hi, I am also, I'm a group rep to the intergroup for a supporting voice for this proposal. And I believe it's very important to look at these issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. John.
Yes, this is John Ann from Metro Detroit. And I am one of the signatories of this proposal.
Thank you, John. Kathleen.
Well, I'm a member of the Commitment to Service group, and we supported this, and our home group also supported it here in Northern California.
Thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate you all stepping forward and introducing yourselves. I'm going to proceed. I would appreciate it if somebody could lower hands. I'm going to proceed with the presentation. Our proposal is to change the language of concepts 2 and 6 to clearly identify the annual business conference known as the ABC as the seat of the actual voice and effective conscience of our fellowship. I want to start, for those of you who might not be so familiar with the concepts of service, to refer you to pages 615 to 618 in the Big Red Book, where the concepts are printed in full. A quick summary of the intention of the concepts is that they provide some definition of the relationship between the World Service Organization and the Worldwide Fellowship of ACA regarding the responsibility for running the business of World Service. And it seems from the conversation we had earlier that that kind of definition might actually be beneficial. I also want to point out that there's a lot of information to present on this proposal, as well as on our reflections about the WSO analysis to this proposal. And so we have a copy of a full-length slideshow, as well as a 15-minute full-length recording of the full presentation available. And to get that information, you can send an email to change.acaconcepts@gmail.com. We'll be coming back to this email address a couple more times tonight. Here you can see the suggested changes. I won't linger. They're highlighted in red and they're included in the actual ballot. Pardon?
It's time for questions. If you want to move there, or if you don't want questions.
I would like to highlight a few things about the change that we're proposing. For one thing, we summarized the situation that we have right now. In this graphic that you can see here, we have the collective conscience of ACA as highlighted in the outer circle, all the meetings, intergroups, and regions that are ACA, that are part of ACA, and in the green inner circle are the meetings, intergroups, and regions that are actively participating in WSO in some form, but that is not clearly defined. What we are trying to accomplish with the changes we are proposing is this. We want to get back to the inverted pyramid for 12-step service and introduce that to how 12-step service operates in ACA. That means meetings, intergroups, regions make decisions, delegate the authority to the conference, and the conference empowers trustee members of the World Service Organization to act on behalf of the fellowship. And with that, I'm going to go back to my slide about questions. I'll take questions gladly now.
Does anyone have any questions? Okay, it doesn't appear to be that there are any questions, Karen, so you can use the remainder of your time to speak if you'd like.
Excellent. I'll come back to the reflections we have about, so I've talked about what we think we have right now, which is a rather chaotic situation where there's no clear line of communication between the fellowship and WSO, between the conference and WSO. This is what we want. WSO offered an analysis on our proposal, and I would like to address some of the questions raised by the analysis. I won't go into summarizing the analysis itself, that's included in the proposal. I think there are some important questions raised by the analysis. One question is, what are the core documents of our fellowship and do the concepts qualify as such? The next question is, have changes to core documents been suggested before? And finally, we also looked into the process followed for adopting the concepts in the beginning and whether the literature committee was involved in this process. I'll speak briefly to that. Here is a list of documents we consider possible core documents of the fellowship. There are some documents we can all agree on, and then there are some documents that some of us might agree on more than others. One thing to point out is that the status of core document would be given by conference vote. It isn't entirely clear and would require more research to determine which of these documents listed have been given the status of core document by a conference vote. And even less so, there is no established process. So the question is, have changes to such core documents been suggested before? And as we mentioned in the proposal itself, we've identified two changes, one in 2015 when the ABC voted to change Tradition 11, and one in 2017 when the ABC voted to change the laundry list. And in both cases, and in the full-length presentation, we provide detailed documentation of that. In both cases, the decision was implemented based on ABC vote, not based on further review process following ABC vote, according to the information that we were able to research. And finally, we did establish that the concepts were adopted at a January 1997 monthly WSO teleconference with five trustees and two guests in attendance. We cannot document what version of the concepts was approved and whether that is the same version that was printed in the Big Red Book 9 years later. Again, if there's questions, please feel free to raise your hand if we still have time. In conclusion, we think the suggested changes to concepts 2 and 6 will help improve the relationship between the ACA Fellowship and the World Service Organization as its service arm. Second, if we can agree to consider the concepts of ACA service a core document similar to the traditions and the laundry list, we do have precedent for changing them by ABC vote. And finally, we feel like the documentation situation does raise some questions about the legitimacy of the concepts altogether. And we think this is an issue that should definitely be discussed at the ABC. So we are asking that you vote yes to vote this proposal onto the agenda for the 2022 ABC. And again, we're still open for questions as long as time is available.
Alaska.
Hi, thank you. Is it partially part of the problem participation by the fellowship in the ABC? I mean, even if the fellowship did have whatever more power in that way, if people are not participating as representatives, then it still isn't really reflective of the entire fellowship. Thanks.
I can respond to that briefly. The current language of the concepts does not situate authority over World Service operations in the conference. So it's very easily possible for the World Service Organization to avoid following direction from the conference, regardless of the level of participation in the conference. Thank you.
Kathleen, quickly.
Do I ever love you? You're terrific. This stuff has been a part of our problem in this fellowship going back to the 80s. The board has such autonomous power over everything, and things are set up in a way that need to be gradually and lovingly reworked. And we're finally talking to each other. God bless all of us and the Holy Spirit, you know, surround us. This is beautiful. This didn't happen. People were shut down and left out, and the whole thing collapsed back in around 1990, got down to less than 100 meetings for a period of time. That's the beauty here, that we're doing this now.
Okay. Questions and not comments going forward. Thank you. Hey, Josh.
We have 1 minute.
Yes.
Yeah, Karen, can I ask you to go back to the change that outlines that the actual changes requested to 2 and 6? So one thing, because there's a lot of complex detail here, one thing that I think is very important to understand is that as some of us have started to do, if you compare, say, Concept 2 in different fellowships versus ACA, it's very clear that in other fellowships, it's explicitly spelled out.
There's 30 seconds annual, left.
And I'm going to finish my comment.
No, and, you're 30 seconds for a question, and that's it. I'm sorry, we have time for either 30 seconds.
I'll make it a question. How about, can we share with everybody on this call the comparison of the concepts between...
No, I'm sorry, Josh. Okay.
Wow.
We have guidelines.
You really don't want me to talk right now.
We have time to get through.
Thank you.
I will not engage. Okay. Karen, your time, I'm sorry, your time is up. There's no time for a wrap up. And I apologize to the people that we didn't get to. Okay. Thank you all. All right, let me pull up the PowerPoint again.
I'll just say thank you all for your attention and send us an email if you would like more information.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone. Okay, now we have proposal 5, and this is Brad L. Are you ready to present, Brad?
I am ready to present. So, hey, I'm Brad. I'm an adult child. And this has been an issue that's been close. That's the wrong one, Mary Jo.
Oh, I'm
sorry. This 4. This has been an issue that's been close to me. Because I really think it's important for not just the dysfunctional family part to be on the website and the books. I think it's important to know that anyone that hears the name is welcome here, even if they didn't have an alcoholic family. And what I think the issue is that people potentially join ACA without necessarily having an alcoholic family background. It's not that they're stupid that they can't come to a meeting and hear it. It's not that they're stupid that they can't come to the website. Because I was one of these people that put it off for 3 years after hearing it. Why did I do it? Because I was a black and white thinker. This group is not for me. Why should I go to the website? So that's why I think the goal of this group to get together and discuss how to include dysfunctional families in the names is so that anyone that just hears the name, adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families, knows that they are welcome here. So I would say at the last ABC on a similar proposal that was brought up, that everybody that voted thought there was value in the idea of including dysfunctional families. And I was really touched by that there wasn't anybody that said it shouldn't be considered. And I think doing a study group or a ad hoc committee where all ACAs are welcome to join is, taking some time to do that. What should the exact name be? What should the logo be? All that type of stuff. And then bringing it back to the ABC. I think that's the best way to go about it.
Thank you, Brad. Questions? Brian?
For ACA, there's a cacophony of acronyms. You got Alcoa. There's a sex version. There's like a drug version. There's like a overweight lesson. So my comment, I appreciate the downplaying of the alcoholic in this one, but at the same time, we have very strong brand awareness already with ACA. So why are we messing that up and stepping back to having to reestablish that brand? I do agree with going back with the literature and kind of de-emphasizing the alcoholism and focusing on the dysfunction, because I'm having that issue with like young adults, because the alcohol does scare them off. But when I talk about a dysfunctional family, it's okay. Thank you.
Brad?
Yeah, I don't quite see that we're even considering taking a step back, because we're talking about continuing with the adult children of alcoholics, but adding on dysfunctional families. So it already has that identity, but it's just extending it. So I really don't see how this would take away from our presence.
Thank you. Holly?
My essential question is our fellowship children of dysfunctional families, or is our fellowship primarily children of alcoholics? And I'm going to ask, what would be the detriment to simply saying adult children of dysfunctional families? An alcoholic family is a dysfunctional family. Thank you.
Holly, I totally appreciate that. And I think you're right. And it that is something that could be studied in this group that gets together for a year to do it. That's asking for a lot of change for a lot of people. I don't know if they're going to be ready for that much change, but that's the type of thing that this group can discuss. And in this group, we can through the gear, we can do surveys of people, get input, and try to see get the feeling of what the fellowship is thinking on this.
Thank you, Brad H.
Thank you. Given the fact that the 12th tradition makes it clear that anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, and so we wouldn't have to change the acronym, how about Adult Children Anonymous?
Well, Brad, first off, I would say I love your name, but I really think Adult Children Anonymous is a step backwards, because if we're talking about adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional people from dysfunctional families that are alcoholic, don't know they might be included if they hear that. If they hear Adult Children Anonymous, now we've got even the people from alcoholic families that don't know. So I think that kind of thing is introducing confusion, but you're welcome, and everybody is welcome to bring it to the study. But that's my personal view. Thanks.
Thank you, Brad. Kelly.
Hi. Thank you, Brad. I really appreciate the proposal. And while I understand that you're presenting that an ad hoc committee be created, in the best of my recollection, last year at the ABC when this did come up, I remember that there was sort of a breakout session that did not include the delegates, but mainly the board members. And what I remember being sort of a big wall is the word that's coming to mind, even though that's not really what it was the financial liability on making this kind of change. So I guess I'm wondering, that would have to be taken into consideration, question mark?
Yeah, okay. So really the financial liability is if we change the actual name, the legal name. And I think the purpose of this group is to show that potential ACAs that are suffering just know what the whole program is about when they hear it. So we can use something like a DBA, doing business as, and avoid that financial issue. But you know, these are all questions that can be talked about at the ad hoc committee. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Layla?
Yes, hi, this is Layla. I do feel weird lately. It's been close to a year in the ACA. I love it, but I do feel weird more and more. I'm just hearing stories of people who have different experience than mine. But you know what? It is what it is. I can just, accept it or not accept it. And I think acceptance is probably a better choice. But it's not easy to go, oh my God, I don't have that. I almost like, oh, I wish I had that so I'd be belonging, you know. But the names are important. And I think like when somebody keeps saying, oh, but I don't think, oh, this is my opinion.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Thanks for the push for inclusivity.
Patricia?
Hi, adult child Patricia. Just quickly, I thought everything on the website says adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families, I think. I guess what I'm hearing is the logo needs to be changed, something needs to be changed in there. And maybe it's just because I've just joined in the last year, they put dysfunctional families a lot more forward on the website, but I did wonder, it does look like they're pushing in that direction already, but I do hear this as a possible step further in that direction.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Over the last years, there has been a tremendous amount of effort on the website and the literature. We really are adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families, or adult children of dysfunctional families. It's not like we have to change. The idea is that what we don't want someone to say is, hey, why don't you come to this program, adult children of alcoholics? And then so the other person says, no, I'm from a dysfunctional family, but not just an alcoholic. And then the other person tries to convince them, but they're a black and white thinker because they're ACA, and you know, and then they miss out.
Thank you. Bernadette?
And there's a minute and a half.
Fred, I'm just interested, this ad hoc committee, as you're envisioning it, they would also have the opportunity to look at what the financial implications and the, you know, the, of perhaps changing the name, like, so it would be a broad look at all of the issues. Is that what would be, is that what you're envisioning?
Yeah, someone had asked a similar question earlier, and what I said is that I don't think that the legal name necessarily has to be changed, which would include lots and lots of documents and lots of money, but we're talking about doing a DBA name that people can just use, because the goal is that people use this in conversation. Instead of just saying adult children of alcoholics, we want them to include dysfunctional families. So the discussion is at the meeting is the financial, yes, but how do we get them to do that? Does a logo need to be changed? Do we need to change other stuff? I think everything's on the table. And if you're ACA, you would be welcome to attend it.
Okay. Jim, I believe our time is up. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's about time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. All right, then we will move on to, I'm doing the PowerPoint just for me. Sorry. All right, we'll move on to the next proposal, which is number 6, and this is from Intergroup 76, and that would be Pam and Carol. Are you here?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Pam.
Yes.
Okay, Carol's here, Pam is here, Roger's here. I think Nancy G is here. Okay. And Erica is here, and Jim is an honorable member.
Okay, you have 3 minutes.
All of us are here. Well, bottom line is this is a bottom up, you know, if we could go back to the PowerPoint that has the the WSO down on the bottom. Or on the top, whichever way that goes. Anyway, this is a bottom-up organization. And basically, we have the meetings to send representatives to the intergroup. We have intergroups that are supposed to send representatives to their regions. And the regions are supposed to send their representatives to the WSO. And I believe we have a... that says we may create service boards directly responsible to those they serve. And that means that when we talk about things, we go back to our meetings, or we go back to our intergroup, or we go back to our region, and we chit-chat about it, and we decide what we want to do, and we give the direction to the service board that serves us. And that is not the history of ACA. And what we wrote down in the background is the history that actually existed of the bill for $200, and they had $28 in the bank account. So they called themselves the Central Service Board, and that eventually became the Central Service Board that became the Interim World Service Board that became the World Service Board. So we didn't develop the way we might have, which is not to say anybody who had done service at that time. Everybody then, everybody now is breaking their, every ounce of their being is involved in what they're doing. They're bringing their expertise, they're bringing their intelligence, they're bringing everything they've got to give back to the program. But what we are not getting, and we're not getting in Seventh Tradition, is representation. If the regions were reestablished, then I think we would see a whole big effort going on in the Seventh Tradition. The other thing I wanted to add here was that I believe AA separated their publishing from their board, because the board is supposed to be forever non-professional.
Okay. Time is up.
Okay. Yeah.
This is the proposal about having only region trustees. So questions?
Well, eventually having only region trustees.
Okay. Thank you.
Eventually, as the regions come up. And I would like to see the ABC direct the World Service to opening up the possibilities. We have over 50 people on the last teleconference,
Okay. And
we have two regions.
Thank you.
And all of those people should be working real hard to pull up the regions in those areas.
Thank you, Pam. Let's go to the questions. Patricia?
I think you've already mentioned it, but I mean, obviously, I live in a part of the country where there's not an intergroup that I can find, much less a region. And I think we're not the only one down in the South. There's a lot of other places with no region. So I think this is an aspirational request. I think it's a good idea, but I think we'd have to start with, I don't know what we start with, because right now there are maybe, I don't know how many intergroups we or how many regions we have in the country and how many regions we have around the world, but it seems odd to say only regional people can represent when we don't have regions in so many places. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Well, the reality is it's phased in as the regions emerge. That's what's in the proposal. And so we're not saying, one or two people are supposed to run the WSO board. We're saying as the term limits come due and there are enough people who represent regions, then we have representation and a service board that is directly responsible to those they serve. That's all.
Thank you. Kathleen?
Kathleen is not responding.
Okay, Brad.
Thanks. My question has to do more with the feasibility of this.
I'll come back
in a minute. Then let's let Brad finish. Then
it'll be after this person. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So my question has to do with the feasibility of this. Most groups that I'm in, that may need like a 15-person board, which is, I think about the number we probably could use, because we've got 9 or 10 and they're swamped. They have regional representative and then at large representatives to be to try to get the numbers going.
Question.
It seems like premature just to go with the regions. Why not do an intermediary step in your proposal?
Do you have a response?
I do have a response, but I mean,
Very early in program, there was a proposal that was passed that WSO would be involved with helping establish the intergroups. And it was after that proposal that the emergence of intergroups blossomed. And that's what this proposal is all about, is to get that concept across that we need to, you know, grow these regions.
Okay. Thank you, Kathleen.
I'm back. All right, here I am. The regions were something that we put together in the APACA committee, which reported directly to the board. It existed between 1986 and 1990. And the regional representation was supposed to be a core, and there should be some additional at-large involved in that. But this is going back to what we actually wanted as a fellowship as a whole in 1990. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Alaska.
Thank you. If what this proposal is actually asking for is help from the WSO to develop the regions, why don't you have the proposal be that? I personally don't know exactly what regions do for me as a member of ACA. And then I also don't feel like I would want to be limited by having the trustees be made up only from representatives of, or from regional representatives. Thank you.
Okay. Carol, why don't you go ahead and handle that one? Do you want to?
Yes, I will. That's why I have my hand up. Right in time. Okay, I am Carol. I'm with Region 2. I'm not the chair. Thank God I no longer. But the reason we started the region is because we do have areas in this country, and especially in the West here, we're over 13. We have 13 states in our region, because in some of our states, we have no intergroups. We have very few meetings. And in others, we have hardly any meetings at all. Since the region grew, and we've been talking to people, we are growing meetings. And in some areas, we are actually growing intergroups. We are having a bit of a problem in Utah. They had an intergroup, and then it was in Colorado. I get too many states.
Carol, we're going to consider this part of your summation. So go ahead.
Okay. That's good, because I just wanted, we need to get that in there. That anyway, so that's what we're trying to do. That's our main thing. And once we get out of COVID, ever what you do, we're going to go out in person and to areas and get events going so that we can get more things going. I know stuff is actually starting in Montana finally to get an intergroup. In the entire state, they're going to have one, and they're, you know, it's difficult in a lot of those areas and other parts of the country too, and of course all over the world, travel is difficult. Alaska is impossible. Some places they have to go out of Alaska to get to other parts of Alaska. They have to go into Canada and into the United States, and, you know, or fly. And so actually I'm talking to one person right now who didn't think they could do more than just a meeting, and they're going to have an event in Alaska. And so that's what regions are about. It's growing the program. It's getting more meetings going, and it's getting intergroups growing. So is there anything more to that, Pam, that you can talk about?
Your time is about up. So
okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I don't know, Roger, Jim, Nancy G, Erica, does anybody want to talk?
There really isn't time.
No time.
Okay.
Well, okay, but Erica's nodding her head. Okay, thank you very much. We hope you will support this proposal. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And you're, you are up again, because I believe the next proposal is, well, Carol is up actually. This is from the region subcommittee. And so Carol.
Right. Could you also put the WSO analysis up, please?
Yes.
Okay. My first and most important response to this is that it's inappropriate. The WSO analysis is actually putting in another proposal. And that's, to me, is inappropriate. I don't mind the first part that sort of talks about other measures that they've seen or that they're aware of. That's fine. That doesn't bother me. But to say, to put in another proposal is, to me, is inappropriate. Okay, the other thing is that if we'd known that this was going to go in, the analysis, we would not have amended our original proposal to try to make WSO happy, because they insisted they had to have 25%, which is the same as other larger, much larger 12-step programs get from the most suggested percentage from their membership. We originally suggested 50% for the intergroups, 30% for the region, and 24 WSO. That's a 10% increase for WSO. The reason we did that is, in the beginning, we had 60, 30, 10. We've had that from the very, very beginning of suggested percentages for donations to the service structure. And, we know things have changed and we all need more money. Regions hasn't tried to change that 30%, even though we really would, I think, survive better if we had more. But we didn't want to take any more than 10% away from the intergroups. And the intergroups we talked to don't really care. They think that's fine. They think 60% is a little bit large, or quite a bit large. So, 50, 30, 20 was happy. They were happy with that. So I'm liable to get up, and if this gets to the ABC, I'm liable to get up and propose we go back to 50, 30, 20. I'm a little irritated here. So anyway, that's, let's see, what else do I have written here? WSO has two ways to bring in money. They have donations and they have the literature. We have donations. Intergroups have donations. That's it. We rely on donations. We don't have any other way to bring any money in at all. We have expenses. We now, Zoom. We have to be on Zoom. Thank God we're on Zoom now. We can get all over the world. It was a little hard before. I once sent out a literature package when I was literature chair in the 80s. I sent one to China. I think it went slow boat. I don't know if they ever got it, actually. So okay. WSO, I think
Carol,
I've got
that tells you
I covered
that,
it.
Yeah.
It's been 3 minutes, and if we have, I don't see any hands raised, so.
Let's see if, we'll open it up for questions. Are there any questions? Okay. All right, Arjun.
Thank you. I attend online meetings in which the seventh tradition is gathered at the joint bank account from the IG and not from the meeting themselves. A question is, could that be added also to this proposal, that formula for the intergroups? How to divide the money to the regions and WSO, and there are intergroups, of course, that have no region, and that is already raised. So that could be a third formula for the intergroups where there are no regions, not yet. Thank you.
Right. We talked about that. And, these are suggestions. So actually, you can do anything you want to. Some people just send, if there's no intergroups, they just send regions the you know, whatever they would have sent the intergroups, and then the regional amount, and send or 50-50 to regions in WSO. I've heard people say they do 50-50 if there's no intergroup. The fact is that regions support all of those meetings that don't have intergroups. We do support them. So we are actually, that's why I said 30% is really not enough. We really, you know, so if they do 50-50, we're happy with that. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, more or less.
More or less. Okay. What was the less? You have it.
That it's not taken into the proposal. But then again, left to the people, the intergroups, regions themselves.
Okay.
Intergroups of meetings.
Well, maybe we can work together on one for the next ABC for that. How's that?
Okay. Are there any other questions?
Hi, this is your timer, and so in keeping with the 12 minutes per proposal, that would bring us to 10:32. So there is some more time if you feel you would like to speak more, Carol. So,
well, you know, I think I'm suffering from the onset of COVID, so I'm not all here tonight, but. It maybe can't, Pam might have, oh, we have a hand up, Carol.
Hi, I'm from the Sacramento and Northern California Intergroup. And as far as making the 50, 25, 25, because of treasurers, our treasurer does any percentage. He does 60, 40. However, we were told in the Red Book, that's what we've done so far. We don't belong to a region at this point, but may in the future. And I was just wondering on your proposal, could you change the amount of the intergroup to 50 and WSO to 20? Because we need that money so we can have our yearly event, so we can get other meetings interested in our intergroup. And
I'd have to talk to the rest of the regional subcommittee, but I think that's like I said, that's what we suggested, first of all. And then we were told we had to compromise with the finance committee. And when we did, they didn't listen to us. And they came up with this thing that went on to the WSO analysis, which we, you know, so I don't know if we can change it now or we have to wait until we go to the ABC.
But you have to wait till you go to the ABC. The delegates can change it.
But we'll do, yeah, it. I'll suggest it.
Okay.
Because I'm Robin, going.
Robin, did you have a question?
I did have a comment, which is that these are suggested percentages, and the primary purpose of any group is to support first itself, then its intergroup, then its region, then the WSO. So if any group is having trouble with those percentages, they are only suggested.
Right.
And your first responsibility is to take care of yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. I'm glad you said that because, yes, you don't send us anything if you need the money. You have your prudent reserve and you keep your money that you have to pay out for things. And the prudent reserve is in case I say 6 months worth of not having any income, because look what happened here, you know, with COVID. So if some, and we are still paying our place, we had our meetings where we had our meetings. We finally started back face to face, but we had been paying that little place the whole time we were gone for our little meeting. So yeah, don't give the money away at all unless you have, you know, 6 months worth, is my opinion, but that's your, you know, it's up to you. And make sure you're getting all your expenses paid. Thank you.
Okay.
I think that wraps it up.
Oops, I should have left that up there. Okay. Just a minute, let me Let me pull that PowerPoint back up. All right, sorry. Okay, Jim.
Thank you. So I want to thank everyone for participating. I see we have 49 people here presently. We might have had a couple more. Sometimes people drop off. I wasn't, my eyes were on the clock. Voting opens February 15th. We ask that between now and then, people listen, have your groups listen to these recordings of these meetings and talk amongst yourselves. You know, that's an important part of this whole process, is to learn how to speak to one another, and that's through meetings like business meetings and such. The voting will end at the end of March, March 31st. And again, this a ballot proposal committee requires support in terms of just participation. So everyone's welcome to be a part of this. If it's not difficult work, it's well-paced throughout the year, gathering proposals, involving the board and putting a ballot together, getting back to the proposers. It's a great opportunity, and please join us. You can write to us at BPC, Ballot Prep Committee, at adultchildren.org. Thank you.
Okay, we will end with the ACA adaptation of the Serenity Prayer, and Jim, you can lead that in a second, but some of us will, or a couple of us will be able to stay for maybe another 10 minutes to answer questions, but other than that, we're gonna have to call it a night, our day, whatever part of the world you're in. Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Jim Me or Jim B?
Yes, Jim U.
prayer. Higher power, grant me the serenity to accept the people who cannot change, the courage to change the one I am,
the courage to change the one I am, and to know that one is you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
All right.
Both Jim's and Mary Jo, thank you so much. I know this is so successful. So many people. I know how hard your work with a lot of people have ideas about it. And you brought this baby in just about at an hour and a half. Very nice.
Thank you, Brad, for all the work you've done earlier in the year. I know I hope things are going well in IT.
And I'm going to turn off the recording. And then we will stay for a few minutes. Okay.
I'll just comment. Thank you very much for hosting this. I know it was a lot of hard work, and I really appreciate the service.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.